This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda.
All right. And today we're going to talk about the pink tax. So here you go. Here's what it is. Yeah, women are consistently paid less than men for the same work. We all know that, right? Yep. Currently, women make 80.5 cents for every dollar that a man earns. It's a gender wage gap of about 20%. And then for women of color, the gap's even wider. But to make matters even worse, the disparity widens further because women are often charged more and pay more for everyday items than men simply because of what we're calling the pink tax.
So if you're not sure what paying the pink tax is,
think about a few things. Are you a woman? Do you buy women's products like feminine hygiene items, women's clothing, women's razors, women's body wash? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you're indeed paying the pink tax. Mm-hmm. It's not literally a tax, of course, but it's, you know, a broad tendency for products marketed specifically towards women to be more expensive than those marketed towards men. In fact, the New York City Department of Consumer Affairs conducted a study that concluded that women's products are typically more expensive than men's without any reasonable cause. So the classic example, of course, are razors. You can get cheap razors for sale in most drugstores. No fancy moisturizing strip, no rust-free titanium, just a single blade. The men's version is blue and the women's version is pink. And the only difference between the two is color. But inevitably, the women's version is more expensive than the men's, even though they're the exact same product, just different colors.
Can I insert a quick 30-second money-saving tip on razors?
Sure. Are we getting paid for this promo? No,
I don't shave my legs. The razor I'm currently using, which does have one of the strips on it, by the way,
yeah,
it was cheaper than the one you bought. Yes.
Well, this is not what I bought. I'm just saying to do a apples to apples comparison, you find the exact same razor.
But to save on razors, the ones you buy at the stores, when you're done using it, you put it in mineral oil. Don't leave it out in the air.
Okay.
Because that's what actually dulls the blade. It's not the whiskers. If you put it in mineral oil, my current blade, I'm on month number 5.
Oh my gosh.
I learned this tip on the internet.
Look at you with your savvy savings.
Come on, baby. Yeah. I thought, see, even you're impressed.
I am. I've never.
I was going to actually make a short, you know, when we start making videos, we could make videos on how to save money in the house, actually show people stuff. Anyway, I don't want to get off thing, but I thought you'd like that one.
No one's coming into my shower with me.
No. Matt would not like that. Nope. Not here. Anyway, I thought you'd like that. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So a few statistics. Products for women and girls generally cost about 7% more than comparable products for men and boys. So if you look at a few specific categories, toys and accessories, 7% more. And that's like if you buy a bicycle helmet that's blue versus a bicycle helmet that's pink, it's like $5 or $6 more. And that's the only difference. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Bikes. If you get a pink bike versus a blue bike, if you get, you know, things that are exactly the same except for a color, there's a pink markup. 4% more for children's clothing, 8% more for adult clothing. So like if you go to Target or Walmart and just want to get a plain, simple t-shirt, the women's is more than the men's. And it's outrageous because men's shirts generally have more fabric on them.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. No, it's simply because it's a woman's product.
Wow.
13% more for personal care products. So you can look side by side in the pharmacy section at two different lotions by the same manufacturer. But if one is marketed towards women versus men, it's going to be a few dollars more. 8% more for senior or home health care products. So again, these are all kinds of things that you can buy in the drugstore, like razors, shaving cream, deodorant, face cleanser, the exact same products going into two different containers, one for women, one for men. These are the prime offenders when it comes to charging women more for the pink products. So the easiest way to avoid this markup is to comparison shop when you can. Check out the men's versions of razors, shampoo, and other personal care products when you're out shopping. Browse men's basics like t-shirts, button-up shirts, and socks. Chances are you'll pay less for products of similar or better quality. And no one's going to know you're wearing a small men's sock versus a large lady's sock.
You know? But you won't catch me wearing a women's sock.
Well, why would you pay more?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Now I have an excuse.
Now you have an excuse. And then again, unless you purchase fancy razors and multiple blades and moisture strips, the only difference between generic old stick razors for men and women's is that ours are pink and theirs are blue. So surprisingly, and this is sarcasm here, surprisingly, color has little effect on the hair removal process.
Really? Yep. Shocker.
Yep. So that's it. The
wow.
Pink tax.
That is crazy.
Yeah. It's actually pretty annoying.
It is. Once you start talking about it, I was like, oh, I do remember this topic now. And it's still going on because I heard about this a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Of course it's still going on.
You would think they would have cleaned that up after it got exposed. But nobody cares. Nobody notices.
Nobody cares. Yeah. I mean, look at the makeup of Congress. They're not going to go out of their way to pass something that doesn't affect them.
Good point.
That's why the majority of states still tax necessities for women's, you know, personal products, even though toilet paper's not taxed.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. So anyway, that's my soapbox for the day.
Wow. We both got on a soapbox today.
I know.
We're becoming angry. All right. I appreciate this, Amanda. That was really good. That was a great Savvy Savings. And where can we find you on social media?
Agile Amanda on Instagram. And maybe I have an account on Twitter, but there's nothing there. So good luck.
And mine is at Rockland USA on Twitter, Instagram, pretty much everywhere.
And there's things TikTok. And you have things to see there.
Yeah. And I stopped using TikTok when I found out the Chinese were spying on me. So, but I still have videos there. So anyway.
All right.
Well, thank you. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast. Direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.